It's a festive time. It's a celebratory time. It's also a time when you can get some safety concerns, too. And to talk about that, we're joined in the studio now by Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood. Sheriff, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
So before we get into the serious stuff, what are your thoughts about the weekend? What are your plans? What are you excited about?
Well, all the kids are gone off to the beach, and so Lisa and I are going to hang out at the house, and we probably go up to Caldwell for the 4th parade there. I think we're going to take part in that, and that's always a fun time. We've got the Eflin parade as well that we're taking care of, and looking forward to a fireworks show.
Yeah, on Monday night at 9. So what should people be thinking about, concerned about when it comes to 4th of July safety?
Well, Chapel Hill is unique in that there's a couple of dates that we look forward to. And from a personal standpoint, 4th of July, Franklin Street, on Halloween, and Final Four are those things. We also, as a sheriff, though, kind of dread and worry about them. A lot of things can go wrong, and there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of people. We're blessed in this area to have emergency services personnel that understand the dynamic of what's getting ready to happen with the 4th of July. And the number of driving accidents, boating accidents, burn injuries from grills and fireworks always increase around the 4th holiday, and especially when people mix that with consuming alcohol. With folks hitting the road for travel, we ask folks to plan ahead, think about that. But we are also, with the gas prices like they are, expect to see a lot of people stay here or at least do their holiday things close by. And that means the lake, Jordan Lake, and that brings concerns. So we think about all those things that could go wrong, and we try to plan ahead for them. And we ask that people do that, too. We don't come every year to talk about this because we don't think people don't know what to do. We do it because we want them to remember those things they need to do.
It's important. We were talking about this in the context of just what's in the news cycle right now. There's so many stories that are happening. There's so much to think about. There's so much in our lives on a day-to-day basis. You need those little reminders from time
Absolutely.
To time.
Absolutely. When you think about the summertime, you got to think about hydrating. We just talked about the festival on the Eno. I know I've been out there twice, and it's terribly hot. The weather looks nice now, and we hope it won't be as hot as it's been in the past, but it could be. So you need to hydrate ahead of time, which means the day before, the night before. Also, you got to think about little kids around the water. Our kids are gone to the beach, and my grandkids are down there, and I worry about that, especially at the beach. But it doesn't take but a few inches of water for a kid to get in trouble, or any of us to get in trouble. So keep an eye on the little ones around swimming pools, lakes, ponds, especially driving, though. Your parties, we hear it all the time when people do become justice involved because of an alcohol incident, that they weren't planning to do that. So if you end up at a cookout and you hadn't got a plan to get away from that, that's something you got to think about. And we do have Uber. We do have a lot of ways to get around. I mean, I'll come and get you. I'd rather do it that way than see you have to end up in an accident or in the hospital.
Speaking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, talking about 4th of July safety tips, holiday safety tips, summer safety tips. A lot of this kind of runs together. And I think a lot of it is really just about something that, again, is kind of difficult for us now with so much happening and so many things weighing on our minds, and that's just kind of staying in the moment and being focused and being aware of what's around us and wary and understanding and watchful. When it comes to things like fireworks, when you're, buying fireworks and setting them off at home, what should folks keep in mind there, number one?
Well, although most of the fireworks that leave the ground and go boom are illegal, we still know that they're going to be here on the 4th of July. I love them. I mean, I think they're beautiful, and I think it's a thing that we need to leave the professionals to do. And if you're going to venture out and do it yourself, you really got to take care of the folks around you, and you got to take care of yourself, too. Make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure that you take those safety precautions. If you got eye protection, wear it, of course. We see a lot of burn injuries from fireworks every year, and we're talking massive injuries, hands disfigured, and forever. And so just a little bit of prior planning can prevent those catastrophes from taking place.
What is it that you get the most calls about over this weekend?
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
And the noise that comes from that, there are people who absolutely despise it for a lot of reasons. Some people have sick family members in their home, and it disturbs them. The other thing is pets. Mm-hmm. Our pets, they're not used to this. It's one day a year. It drives them crazy. I can remember on 4th of July, my wife, we had a brand new cat. We don't have that cat anymore because it got out and got away and was scared, and we don't know where the cat went. So, you know, put your pets up, make sure that they're looked after. If you got horses, that's another issue. You know, there's a lot of things that the noise doesn't create that's good. Although it's a joyous time, we want to celebrate and be safe and have it to be a memorable time, but we don't want it to be memorable for the wrong reason.
Speaking again with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, going to start wrapping up this conversation. But as we do, final thoughts or number one piece of advice for folks heading into what's hopefully a safe and fun holiday?
Get to the 5th of July. You know, look out for yourself, look out for each other, and let's get to the 5th. And we thank you for the time to come here and talk about this. And again, we're not in any way saying that people don't know what's going on. We're just saying, just think about it. Just remember the important things.
Absolutely. Again, 4th of July weekend starting today and continuing for the next few days. Hope it's fun for everyone. Hope it's safe for everyone. Sheriff Charles Blackwood, thank you so much for being with us today, and I hope it's a safe and calm holiday for you as well.
Thank you, and thank you, 97 The Hill, for keeping us all informed.